the press gallery. Hey, sis, how are you doing this morning? Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Morning,
bureaucratic molasses. I've heard it a couple of times. Tama Pōtaka used it on Monday night in Tell with Moana. And then yesterday I heard Shane using it. Is it a term that's being bandied around the capital more than we realise?
What was it?
Bureaucratic molasses. It's an interesting thought, is it? Anyway, take it away, sis. It's all yours. The stage is yours, Claudette.
I'll have to Google that one. That's a bit over my head, I'm afraid. But as we heard yesterday, Warner Brothers Discovery, that's TV3, they've partnered with Stuff Limited and they will be delivering, so they say, a rebranded new look, innovative 6 p.m. news bulletin that will start in July. And as I said, the announcement was made yesterday by Sinead Bosher from Stuff NZ and from Glenn King, Warner Brothers Discovery. Here they are here.
And what I would say is it's been clear from the get-go, the spirit of engagement has been incredibly strong.
So I think, you know, what really attracted us to it was this chance of using really modern technologies and approaches to do something that was innovative, not just do the exact same thing.
We were clear that we've been engaged, and we said on the 28th of February that we would listen to all parties internally and externally. And we've done that after that date, and so we haven't been secret about the fact that we were talking to external parties. We didn't name them because each of those conversations was covered in privilege.
One of the things I think worked in our favour is that we have a really large journalistic workforce all around the country who are already multimedia journalists, who are already fighting live every day, and it gives us a strong foundation to sort of build on top of.
Our big takeaway is that final comment from Sinead Bosher. There's no guarantee at all that all 300 journalists from TV3 will keep their jobs in this collaboration, because they already, Stuff already has 380 of their own staff working in and around news and current affairs around the country. In fact, Stuff Limited, as I said, has 380 journalists. It has the country's largest subscriber base, with 2.6 million viewers, subscribers, readers. Stuff Limited also owns a dozen or so newspaper and magazine titles, including Sunday Star Times, The Press, The Post, and also those neighbourly magazines, online magazines, or online reads. Now, in May 2020, Stuff CEO Sinead Bosher purchased Stuff from Nine Entertainment of Australia for $1. We remember that was during the COVID. So, again, no guarantees that TV3, all of the 300, be made redundant, will keep their jobs in that. And, you know, congratulations to them, but also, you know, still sad news for those that are losing their jobs at TV3. Now, the government has announced changes to the early childhood education sector, which makes it easier for new centres to be set up. ACT leader and the Minister for Regulation, David Seymour, now he's been working very hard on different kaupapa, and we've got another announcement from him coming up later on. But he says the coalition government will revoke legislative changes involving the government, which allows the government now to decide where early learning centres should be. Currently, that decision rests with the Ministry of Education. And the second change will be that ECE centres will no longer need a highly trained teacher in charge before being allowed to open. That has been overturned. Here's David Seymour.
The cost of getting in relievers, because they have a rigid set of requirements for who's working at what time, and if they don't have the right person, they've got to pay over the odds to get someone in, That's one of the things that's driving cost. Similarly, if you have something that's working that parents want, you want to expand, you want to open a new centre, but you have to go through long delays and possibly aren't allowed to, so the parents in that area are left with what they already had, then that is going to make it more expensive and less accessible.
Now, for ECE teachers, you still have to be qualified, but the centre does not have to have that high-level qualification. I'm not quite sure what that high-level qualification is before it can open.
I'm curious to know how Kohanga would fit in here. Remember, Claudette, because that's really when we started coming under the purview of the government, wasn't it? Because they wanted to make sure that all of the buildings were earthquake strengthened and that all the staff had the appropriate qualifications in order to run a Kohanga Reo. So this may impact the work of those in that sector, ne?
I don't think it will have too much of an impact on Kohanga Reo. This is more for ECEs, but currently Kohanga Reo, there are qualified and unqualified kaiako in those Kohanga Reo. So there is that, and the owners of those Kohanga Reo, some are not qualified, so they don't have to be there either. But that is a really good point, and I'm going to have to ask, and obviously that is the most important part for us and our whānau listening. So I'll get in touch with Seymour's office. He made this announcement up in Auckland, actually. Oh, no, he didn't. He made it down here in Wellington somewhere at some ECE. Aroha mai. Now, finally, pet bonds. And again, it's David Seymour and the Housing Minister, Chris Bishop. They announced a new policy. Pet bonds, landlords can now charge a 2 weeks bond for those tenants with dogs. This is in addition to the usual 4 weeks bond for humans. Now, the policy also puts all damage caused by pets squarely on the tenant. And this announcement was made on Monday. And the ministers showed up with their dogs. Very, very big dogs. Here are the ministers and their dogs.
Well, welcome. We're here with Leo and Lady Hawk and Donald and Dusky to announce one of this government's pet policies.
Hi, everyone. This is a very cool... Lady Hawk, shh. It's part of the National ACT Coalition Agreement, which is a commitment to introduce a separate type of bond, a pet bond, which will be set at a maximum of 2 weeks extra rent. The second change we're making is to make tenants liable for all the damage that pets sometimes create. And then the third thing, landlords can only withhold consent for tenants to have a pet in their property on reasonable grounds.
So I asked the Housing Minister, the Housing Minister of Kāinga Ora, as the country's largest landlord, had they signed up to this pet bond? He was really cagey about it for some reason. I subsequently got an email from Kāinga Ora themselves stating that they'll await the full extent of the bill before making a decision on pet bonds. I don't know why Minister Bishop couldn't have said that himself. I also asked Minister Seymour if MSD would pay the pet bonds because they support some of our whānau, as we know, with bond payments. But Seymour said that wasn't his responsibility. So I think that there's a little bit of caginess around the Kāinga Ora and around that MSD payment for our whānau.
Bizarre, really. We're talking about the geopolitical situations and criticism that we're siding up with people who have got their eyes on our major trading partner. And talking military kaupapa and all of that. And here we are with that bill. That's, in fact, in that clip, the dogs sounded brighter than the politicians, but that's another thing. Pretty interesting. Have you got a dog?
I have, actually.
Really?
Got a dog.
I've never met your dog. What's your dog's name?
Bobby.
Oh, Bobby the dog. Has he been Bobby Hoetzi for a long time? Is he a young dog or an old dog?
No, Bobby is relative. Bobby's young. Bobby's 3 years old. Now, Bobby came from Malai Kākahō in Hawke's Bay, and Bobby came to me. Their property was flooded, and so I rescued Bobby.
Well, I'm pleased to see that you can have him live with you wherever you want. Good stuff. Thanks very much.
And just going back to that kohanga reo ECE, we have to remember that the majority of our tamariki, our babies, are in ECE. Just remember that.
Good on you, Claudette. Thanks very much for talking with us. All the best.
Nā mihi.